Proclamation number 8248, dated the August 22nd, 1962. God's infinite love for his living creations. If you are granted insight into my reign and activity, then it should also be evidence for you that you humans mean incredibly much to me, even though you live your earthly life in an imperfect state, and thus your nature is still very poorly shaped. Nevertheless, you can regard yourselves as the crowning glory of creation, for apart from me no other being exists that ranks higher than a human being. Merely the individual soul can be shaped differently according to his degree of love. But he is always the being I once externalized in all perfection, which was an image of myself and shall become it again. But my work of creation will never lose its value for me, even if it voluntarily degenerated itself by reversing its perfect state into a completely opposite one. However, since this occurrence entirely contradicted my eternal order, I will leave no stone unturned so as to establish order again, and I truly know how this can be achieved. For love let you arise, and love will not let anything go astray. Love seeks unity and also changes wrong characteristics back into their original state. For love is a strength which can accomplish anything, yet again it only works in lawful order. I created beings for myself with whom I wanted to work together, and who therefore had to have the same will as my own. And they had been indeed supremely perfect, and my love for them was intense and constantly gave itself to these living creations. Love wants to give, it wants to make happy, but it also wants to receive love in return. I want my emanated love to reflect back to me, which also constantly increases the creator's as well as the created being's bliss. And because it is only possible for the living creation to reverse its nature to its original state in the stage as a human being, since the living creation is able to respond to my love again when it lifts on earth as a human being, the human being means so incredibly much to me. He is, after all, close to achieving the goal, and my help will constantly be granted to him, and he can always know himself to be supported by my love. He can rest assured that he will always be well cared for by me, that he will not be left at the mercy of his self-chosen destiny, because the return to me, the change of his nature into its original state, is my goal, and I will never lose sight of this goal even if the human being still resists me, because I do not compel his free will. However, I know that one day he will voluntarily return to me, and I will do whatever it takes in order to shorten the time in which he is separated from me, even though the human being's free will remains decisive. And for the sake of achieving this retransformation, the whole of creation emerged around you, for my love searched for and found a way, and my wisdom guided you to this path when you had fallen. My love did not diminish, and this is why your return to me will take place one day, for love will achieve everything. And even your process across earth as a human being is an incredible offering of love on my part, which I gave to the once fallen beings because I created them as godlike beings, as my images, which were extremely happy in my proximity. And they shall be allowed to experience the same blissfulness again, and also stay in my presence again if they voluntarily take the path to me in earthly life. If they feel so strongly illuminated by my love that it draws them to me because they want to reciprocate my love. Your love is only so weak because you are still unenlightened or in possession of little knowledge. But with increasing realization it will grow, and I will be able to convey more knowledge to you. I will be able to reveal more profound wisdom to you, which will also increase your love for me, and you will recognize your Father in me. And it will become ever more understandable that you are being held and carried by my greater than great love, that I do not write any of my living creations off or leave it at the mercy of its destiny. And your love will also grow as soon as you learn to recognize me in my nature, as soon as all correlations become clear to you, as soon as you allow yourselves to be taught by me myself and thus are permitted to gain insight into my reign and activity. Amen.